Hello, we are 9th grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and want you to help save our planet.
Albert Einstein has once been quoted for saying, "If the bee disappears from the surface of the earth, man would have no more than 4 years to live." Bees, a keystone species, play a substantial role in ecosystems. If there were no bees, there would be both economic and survival-based repercussions. As in accordance to the Obama White House archives, pollinators such as bees contributed more than $24 billion to the United States economy in 2014. However, the large issue at hand is the large portion of food that is conjured from the bee population, as bees do not only create honey, but they also produce many of our foods through the pollination of crops. According to the environmentcolorado.org, we rely on bees to pollinate 71 of the 100 crops that provide 90% of most of the world's food.
An Obama White House archives report in 2014 stated, "The number of managed honeybee colonies in the United States has declined steadily over the past 6 years, from 6 million colonies in 1947 to 4 million in 1970 and just 2.5 million today. There are three main suspects to the destruction of the bee population: improper beekeeping practices, climate change, and bee-killing pesticides. As specified by beepods.com, bees may starve in a hive where the beekeeper harvests too much honey for their own purposes." News.northwestern.edu reported in a June 2018 study that, in a two-year field experiment that altered the temperature of the bee's nest to simulate a warmer future climate, 35% of bees died in the first year and 70% died in the second year. This is compared to a 1 to 2% mortality rate in the control group. A study by USSprig.org, scientists point to pesticides as one of the main factors causing bees to die off in alarming numbers in a particular class of bee-killing insecticides known as neonicotinoids.
However, there are myriad odds of awareness campaigns you can join to assist in delaying the effects of climate change, as well as banning bee-killing pesticides, signing petitions for states' leaders to ban bee-killing pesticides, supporting efforts to create more colonies in your community, and making environment-conscious choices are all ways to help increase the bee population. And remember, folks, no bees, no honey, no work, no money. Be responsible.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.